the volume.
When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Man, that shit was funny as hell, bro.
That's funny. Straight. Hey, if you wonder what we is laughing at, subscribe to the Patreon. Bonus content, you know what I'm saying? Conversation before that, the Chaka ain't here, but we back. Another episode of Club 520 Podcast. I'm the host. My name is DJ Wells. Same gang with me. To my left, my dog, B-Hen, out the prairies. How you up today, Bishop?
Cool and nasty. Let's get to it. We like, got a lot to talk about.
You on your CB4 shit today? You got the shades and the scully. You just came fresh off his
leg. Oh, damn. I be forgetting. Man. The hoes love the waves. My bad. It's just... I'm rocking the Scully today.
Nigga, you do look like CB4, nigga.
All right, bro. Okay,
strike. Nah, I'm saying for real.
Go on there,
you really got the Scully with the shades. Nigga, what's the nigga that tried to rob the house on Boys in the Hood when he first came in?
My wave kept under this, too.
When Morphs had to try to smoke, you like, yeah.
My bad, my fault. Damn,
What's that nigga name? Furious. Stay furious.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, furious, my fault.
He didn't go to the range. That nigga left his house. That nigga barely shot somebody. His house was so damn big.
Man, furious. Yeah, he smoked the nigga. Did you get him? Nope.
still to my right, my dog.
Daddy had to try to smoke a fool. Did he get him?
No.
Boy, he was my favorite. Yeah. Young Nacho, Young T with the foams on today, man.
Yeah, it's foam season, man. I'm going to do it for how many weeks I say?
You said a whole month.
Oh, I'm going to do a whole month. So that's 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Foams all week, man.
The black foams, though. You didn't remember got the B-Hen skull.
I told you, man. That's how I was coming first day. We going to see who more treacherous,
now,
I guess.
I fuck with them. You were more treacherous, like, on and off the camera, but that was some of my favorite shit.
Nah, you definitely more treacherous than me. But you had a whole show called QKW, bro.
Nah, fuck that show.
They saw it last week.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, that was his show.
That's not the real show, y'all.
That's his real show.
Look at him.
It dropped after this show, actually.
Oh, that's fine.
Turn up.
Nah, shout out to the QKW, the real QKW.
That was.
What y'all saw last week?
A little scrimmage.
It wasn't even a scrimmage. It was just, you know, we had some ladies in the building. They came on the show.
You?
Yeah, nah, me and Jeff and DJ invited them.
They
just walked in and sat in the chairs.
That's a cat.
It was really me and Tropic's show, but, you know, we let the ladies join. But the real QKW is on the way, for sure.
Respect.
Damn, New Year's, new lives.
I ain't even see. Let's pod. Let's just pod.
Shout out to the naysayers. Hey, Pat McAfee really tried to kill Reese Davis on live TV, bro.
That would have been fucked up if he would have said that, though. He was talking so slow, I think that's why they was like, boy, we thought you was finna let one go for real.
Yeah. If you see Reese Davis, he didn't even know what they was talking about at first.
Yeah, he had no clue.
He like, what?
That little alarm clicked off in his head. He was like, oh.
Y'all thought I was about to say niggers.
If he would have said that, that would have been funny than a bitch. Oh, I would never say niggers on TV.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they would have aired that one, bro. Mm-mm. It was live, but I don't. Somebody would have had to clip that real good, bro.
But if he would have said it, he would have got it off. There was no way they could have defended that, bro.
Buddy crying though had to get the tissue had me weak, bro. He was laughing so hard. I don't even know the big Strobe motherfucker that be on there. It's Desmond Howard that is the other black dude. I forgot
it. No, Mark has it. They went to Alabama.
I don't even know, but
Mark Ingram?
Yeah.
No, it was Mark Ingram. It's the other little
I forgot it's College Game Day, yeah.
Yeah, little diesel dude. He was
bro, niggas crying. Was in tears. But when I seen that, I was like, Pat McAfee really just tried to kill this nigga for no reason, bro. You already taking all the network money, bro. Don't kill Reese Davis, bro. Man. We gotta have somebody on that motherfucker to watch.
Pat McAfee's crazy, bro. Come on the show, bro. We huge fans, bro.
Hey, Pat McAfee used to be a legend in Broad Ripple. Back in the Vogue nights, he used to have the girls walk on stage and pour Jaeger shots in their mouth, bro. Like, he had a train of white women walking on the stage and he just pouring Jaeger shots in their mouth. That's when I know he was really different.
Yeah, he's definitely
I know different. He was really different when he got up to that motherfucking lake or whatever that was.
Downtown, what's that shit called?
No clothes on.
Nah, he wasn't downtown. He was in Ripple.
He was in Ripple, right there on that street.
I thought he hopped in the motherfucking downtown. At
nah,
the,
he didn't hop
walk,
in the canal.
Canal.
He hopped on the one next to the Vogue, across from the Vogue.
Oh, that nigga got gangrene.
Yeah.
For you to be naked in Broad Ripple and scaring people and not get life, you definitely have to be white.
Yeah.
For sure.
And that was our kicker back in the day.
Legendary kicker, too.
That turned him up, for sure.
He got billed out and went, hey, we got to put more respect in his name. That nigga got billed out and went to a game.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
He in the same level like KCP.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, nobody KCP.
KCP was hooping on house arrest. He's a legend.
He is a legend, bro. Matter of fact, KCP, please come on the show, bro. We have to talk about how you had that big-ass band on your ankle. That nigga was out there with the Lakers. Nigga, he was on the most premier team with a motherfucking house arrest band on.
Always good for three threes in the game.
Nigga, I swear to God, he the most. Hey, you legendary, bro. If they don't put him in the Hall of Fame, I don't know.
That's some golden shit, bro.
Facts, bro. On the Lakers with a house arrest band, bro. That is crazy.
That's like Vernon Maxwell going straight out of jail to a game.
Fire. I ain't gonna say fire, but that's crazy.
Vern on the show too.
It's crazy, bro.
We definitely need Vern on the show.
Man, can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait. We might see him All-Star Weekend, bro.
Can't wait, man. Yeah. Can't wait.
Hey, shit. Shout out to Uncle Shay. That motherfucking Cat Williams interview is gonna go down as a legendary interview. And he really got on there talking crazy. And my favorite part was him disrespecting Cedric the Entertainer.
Mine was Ricky Smiley.
Dog.
Why Ricky Smiley like he was going to play a pimp, though, bro? Relax, bro. He was not about to be Money Mike. Yeah.
That's Cat, bro.
And Cat said he was going to be the one that got raped.
Oh.
He said Terry Crews was going to be the one to take the buns from me.
Now, I have to say, I watch that every year for Christmas. They was kind of wilding at that.
What?
All the other Fridays been cool, funny comment. Why was Terry Crews brought in to rape people? That was crazy.
That was crazy. But Cat, like he said, you know, he made it funny though. Like
he made the movie.
He wasn't gonna let nobody rape him. But he can act like a nigga about to do that and I can, you feel me, improv off of it and make it into a, he's like, nobody getting raped is funny, which is true, but he like, shit, I'm gonna turn it into something. And I don't think nobody else could have played that role.
Hell nah.
Nah, bro. He saved that movie by himself. Because nobody, I mean, when we talk about the Friday series, as much as you disrespect that shit, that one's never mentioned.
It's just kind of overrated, but I get it. Feel me? It's funny.
The only reason that movie is funny is because of Mike Epps and Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Like, easily.
Ricky Smiley made nothing. That didn't do nothing for that movie. Like,
him being a crackhead center is crazy.
Yeah, like.
Being a crackhead center with a stash house.
I ain't never really. Shout out to Ricky Smiley. I just ain't never really took a liking to his comedy.
Yeah, his comedy ain't really my cup of
tea. He ain't on that
tea.
Level. Like, yeah, I don't think I ever watched a Ricky Smiley stand up or nothing.
I would never go to a Ricky Smiley show. Like,
and I always had beef with him because he tricked Russ Parr out of his spot. Niggas fucked with Russ Parr in the morning and then called him this nigga.
I fucked with Russ Parr in the morning and I wanted to go on one of them cruises.
Odd. The crew, them and that Tom Joyner crew,
I was up on the Tom Joyner crew. I used to ride to that shit in the morning at school. Tom Joyner in the morning. What they used to do? Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Cancer.
Yeah, them weekend cruises. Gonna take y'all niggas to Kings Island and back to them.
It was number 40 plus on that fucking.
Well, is that Tom Joyner that had the Leos and.
Nah, that's a Russ Parr shit.
I was gonna say, what are the motherfuckers I used to listen to on the board?
Tom Joyner had the
cruises.
Them motherfucker cruiser had all the nasty ass 40 and 50 year olds trapped in the sea going crazy.
I don't
crazy.
Even know what them niggas look like. Nah, Tom Jordan, that's the nigga that look like Richard Jefferson. He the light skinned nigga.
Tom Jordan look like Zordon from Power Rangers.
He the light skinned nigga. Them old ass nigga.
The Commodores was a weak ass group as a whole. When you look at them like, damn, y'all wasn't supposed to stay together. I see why Lionel Richard left y'all niggas. Y'all damn, wasn't aggy.
Damn, shout out to Lionel, man. He a goat.
Legend. Yeah, yeah, legend for
he
real.
A goat.
Left-handed legend.
But nah, Ricky Smalley in the morning show, I fuck with it though. Because I fuck with head cracking all them. It's funny.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
so far
sure.
as like stand up, I don't think I would ever put him in like up there with like Bernie and all of them.
Hell
like,
Who the best? Bernie the funniest to me.
I've always felt that way, but after Cat Williams really kind of confirming it more, I've always felt the way about them niggas at King's Comedy. I ain't gonna hold you. I always.
What's your order?
Bernie was always one, and then Steve two, and then D.L. Hughley three, and then Cedric four.
Whew, and on that show?
Hell nah. Mine is Burn, then Sed.
Yeah, facts.
D.L. last for me. Sed show, whether he stole that or not. His set was fire.
See, now I feel differently because
came out to that motherfucking mystical nigga, bro.
Come out to mystical now.
He's rocking, bro.
Matter of fact, I'm playing that for Pike when we come out.
You can't do that around kids.
Come on, bro.
He gotta chill.
Yeah, you gotta chill. When he came out, that was not about no rape or nothing, bro.
We let a nigga go this far who had fucking fake sew-in of micros. We let that nigga pass for so long.
We let R. Kelly
him.
Do it too. R. Kelly had fake braids. That's why he had the fat ass balls up here on this shit.
Six in the morning, braids. The sun wakes me up. Stretching me out in the bed that don't belong to me.
Kels had the fake braids with the bandana and the motherfucking
when the voice says, good morning, darling, from the bedroom.
Nah, bro, but yeah, you got said fucked up in that motherfucking King's Comedy.
He's a liar. Those weren't his jokes. He don't get no
credit. We know that now. We didn't know that back then, bro. Cat had to come out and voice that, bro.
Yeah, fuck.
Like, Cedric Entertainer is a legend, bro.
He definitely a legend.
He made the Steve Harvey show, him and LaVita.
Facts. Regina, too.
R.P. Bullethead. Well, yeah. Bullethead didn't die, though.
Romeo did.
R.P. Romeo. I don't know, probably.
Romeo died.
Maybe Bullethead, if he did.
I think Bullethead did, too.
Romeo definitely died.
Romeo died, bro.
Bullethead ain't dead.
But I can put him under Mark Henry on my
team. I think Bullethead might have died.
That's fair.
The first. Yeah.
He's the first person we killed this year.
Yeah, he can go under Mark Henry.
I think Bullethead dead.
He's not, bro.
We could probably Google that.
All right, shout out to Bullethead. Oh, yeah, that's the nigga from Next Friday that's dead. White boy, the skater.
Died. For real?
Yeah, he's got he died. When he's fed Chico that weed.
No, he ain't dead.
Yeah.
He probably OD'd.
The one that sold
white
Chico.
White boy on that crushed up candy cane.
Stuff.
Damn, wintertime just passed. But nah, Cal Williams was really going crazy. Like, that's a legendary interview because he don't really talk to a lot of people, but he really was just like, I'm ready to say fuck everybody.
Yeah, he went crazy.
And he really wasn't wrong.
He talked about Diddy. He talked about Kevin Hart. He said Epstein, whatever his name is.
Weinstein.
Try to suck his dick at the, what's the name?
Yeah.
But he said no, but it was three other black comedians on there that, you know.
Said what's up.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
Went next. Yeah.
That's wild. Getting a job offer and you got like, I'd be fucking pissed.
Yeah. That is very disrespectful.
Yeah, bro. That's why I feel differently about Terry Crews now.
Cause he let a nigga touch.
Yeah, he was something on that.
Yeah, like I'm nothing on a dude. That's
Terry.
Crazy.
No, hold on, y'all.
Nah, fuck
Terry,
him.
I know
I don't
give y'all no pushback on that, but he was a whole ass nigga. But Terry Crews said that man walked up and touched him though. It
man,
ain't
you got to fire on Cub.
He's supposed to. But I'm just saying, like,
nigga, we seen you in fucking the longest yard. Go get that nigga.
I'm not gonna say he was something on that.
He was something.
I ain't gonna say he's something, but he supposed to fire on.
But and we judging Terry Crews. On how big he is, though. Pause.
He was judging him on that.
I'm saying, like, that
that's
nigga.
Why, that's that why nigga, he was something.
That's why body pulled up on
that nigga dancing like that in Friday and shit, all oiled up and shit. Niggas looking at that like, bro, you was supposed to be his ass, bro.
Oh, God, he fucked
up. Yeah, you was, bro.
Yeah. Was. So that's, I agree with y'all.
He started like Terry Crews and white chicks.
I ain't gonna say.
He wasn't naming no more.
Yeah, facts.
Do y'all believe that Hollywood
nah,
shit, though?
He was naming. He wasn't.
Shout out to every nigga named David, man. Smut on all y'all names out here.
Y'all gotta get y'all get back.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nah, but do y'all think that's real about Hollywood, though?
Yes.
I mean, too many people say it.
Yeah. Mm. It's too many people who have been silenced, then said this shit. It's too many people who have said this shit, and we've seen them, like, die away. Like, it's got to be some truth to it, bro. I'm sure a lot of people capping, but everybody ain't lying, bro.
Yeah, we can't get that famous, y'all.
Who?
Who?
We can't, bro.
Oh, no.
I don't want nobody killing me off.
Yeah, I don't want to be that famous.
Yeah, I'd rather
I've been living a normal life for a long time, bro. I don't want to go to that next level, bro.
Wearing black force with white lights, we ain't never going to get there.
I was going to say.
That's kind of crazy. They love me for my talent, bro, not for my gear.
We ain't never got don't
worry. They was just like, damn, be here, turned up. We got the girls next to him. He put a fit on.
Hey, you want to hear something funny to the bitch?
Oh, hell.
So, no. This is about me. Oh, okay. So today I had these on in the store, right? Somebody like, but you got them gallery dips. So I was like, what's that? And she was like, looking for the sign. She like, oh, baby. You ain't got the real ones. P, I'm going to kill you.
Hey, my nigga got them city tree. My nigga out there done to done.
It's funny in a bitch, bro. She said, boy, you got them gallery dips, so you got that money. I was like, huh? What are those? She was like, your sweatpants. I was like, I looked down. I was like, she was like, where the sign at? I was like,
you should have been like inside on the table.
Then I looked.
These are the blank ones.
No bullshit. I go home. I'm looking around like, what a gallery dip. I go on the internet and look. I said, this is copycat.
He.
P. You got them for Christmas?
P. I told you about my fucking Christmas gifts.
Yes. Shout out to DH Gang Swiss.
The Toomey Department.
P gave me the fake gallery dip. They just gallery. What the fuck?
Shout out to P.
All them good ass gifts I get you. It's worse than the iPhone.
Yes.
This is a goddamn
shame. She watched that Christmas episode.
She said, say less.
You fucking bought me the galleries. You forgot the depth on them motherfuckers.
Hey, shout out to Shorty. I was trying to flirt.
She said, you got them gallery depths on? You got that? Okay, I see you. I'm like, gallery depth. What are those? I looked down. I said, what?
My nigga got some fashionable sweats though. I'm a vouch for my nigga. Yeah, he got some shit.
I know, but you ain't never did me like this. I used to get off white, Harold Preston, all nigga, them nice sweats, and then you go come with some fake shit, gallery dips.
Damn.
It's all right, but I still love you. They comfortable shit for what it's worth.
I mean, it is what it is, bro.
I'm old, man. I don't care, man. Shit. I was embarrassed though. I was looking around like gallery.
That's crazy.
I didn't know what that was.
Nah, bro.
That's like when you see a nigga with fake shoes on, everybody get close to him, he be trying to back away. Like, nah.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely. I was like, you know what? Somebody might see this on the show. I'm going to have to address it. Like,
yeah, you got to put it out there before they put it out there.
I had to address it before the girl put it up.
Hey, he's insane. You know what I'm saying? She stole $500,000 and put it in socks is crazy.
He might be the lamest nigga ever, bro.
Man, I actually fuck with academics, though.
How do you transport $50,000 in a Nike sock? Niggas can barely put them in shoes, and you putting 50 bands in these socks? That's crazy, bro.
Nigga running out of content, bro.
Nah, he ain't running out of content. Nah, he ain't. I fuck with academics, but I think he was trying to address it before she was able to do anything. But
they put them Josh Giddey allegations out.
Anything but that, bro.
Yeah, but
just don't speak on women, bro, when you that type of nigga.
Facts.
Nah, it's 100, bro. Because he be talking greasy.
Yeah.
Facts.
But the allegations, they that screenshot came up. He said, 17? All right, I'll hire you at 18. I said, oh, he is sick.
Oh, he's a wild boy.
Yeah, he's Josh Giddey. Did you see last night when Jalen Brown looked at him? It's about to be my new favorite gift, bro. Jalen Brown walked past Josh Giddey and looked at that nigga like this, bro. It's funny than a bitch. Luis, please clip that shit up.
Man.
Niggas know, bro.
Shout out to Josh Giddey.
But he got finessed, though. Supposedly, allegedly, bro. Like,
yeah,
nah, fuck him.
I mean, if you in a club,
it's deep in the rap. That's what they're telling you.
I mean, shit, I'm going with what I heard.
That's
what it is. I mean, until, you know, proven guilty, man. Keep hooping. The fact that you can hoop through this shit is, boy.
It's crazy. The niggas ain't said, hey, you got to sit down. No type of. He need to drain my green council. They need to swap them niggas out. Let them go figure that shit out.
We ain't even mention him. And our worst year, improved player, all that type of shit we did for the last episode.
Who, Josh Giddey?
Yeah, we ain't mentioned him.
His year ain't been that bad. He ain't got no shit.
Yeah.
They just gave him allegations and he's still hooping, still getting paid, everything.
Hey, bro.
Shout out to him, though, man.
I'm shaking through the pressure, man.
Rashad McCann said he could guard Brandon Jennings. Yeah. I wanted to say something about that. Brandon Jennings would have fried that nigga.
And any given time.
Big Jennings was really like that. Not saying Rashad McCann used to be like that.
Hard.
For sure. No like disrespect. That.
But in an NBA game, Brandon Jennings would fry Rashad
McCann. I saw the 55-point game. Yes, I watched
bro.
It.
I've guarded Brandon Jennings, bro. He would... Bro, off that pick and roll, bro, he was filthy.
Nah, cold, bro. Shout out to Big Jennings for sure, but I didn't know if they was talking about a one-on-one or he was just strictly talking about you can't guard me. Because for real, prime time Rashad McCants, I don't know what he be on now on the show.
Yeah.
He kind of say it's really for like clickbait or whatever.
Yeah.
Going against super against the grain, but on some hoop shit. And not because I'm a big UNC fan, but nah, bro, he was that deal, bro.
Nah, he was cold, bro. Yeah. He's the first nigga I used to see jump off the right leg, dunk with the left. I used to be like, damn, he cold.
Rashad McCann's, I can vouch for the nigga game for sure.
Nah, he was cold. He's still cold. If they talking about one-on-one, that's different.
Yeah, it's different because size makes a big difference. Yeah.
But in a game, if he got matched up with Brandon Jennings,
Rashad McCann's wasn't even known as no defender, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fooled,
and Brandon Jennings was definitely known as a scorer.
Yeah, he's cooking him.
And what's crazy is that, like, if he hadn't got hurt, he was about to get paid in Detroit.
Yeah.
He's about to get paid.
He was going to be an all-star the year he got hurt. He was cooking. I remember I used to watch the stats. I'm like, I got to outdo B. Jennings because he's going to take my all-star. Like,
He was one of the most explosive guards I ever seen.
But that motherfucker used to score that bitch. I remember my rookie year, nigga, we played him in the playoffs. He was playing for the Bucks. And he was torturing Bibby and them. Like, he was cooking. We thought we was going to lose the series. We ended up winning. Yeah. But he took it. Luis can clip it. He was on a fast break. He went behind his back by Bibby and laid it in. And he ran by the bench. And he was like, you better get in, nigga. You better get in. These old motherfuckers can't fuck with me. And kept running up the court.
And nigga, I'm not even close to getting in the game. I'm at the end of the bench with no insoles in. Like, I know I ain't getting in. Like, right. That's how I even got. I damn near ain't had my shorts on. I think I was in my drawers. And oh, my mama, I think I wow. had my shorts on.
That you was Mike Beasley.
I knew I wasn't getting in. Nigga, I think I had on my regular street clothes under my warm up. Like, nigga, as soon as this game over, I'm ripping my breakaways and going to the crib. And I seen that, and I was like, damn, this nigga, he gone. He the one, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, he is special, bro.
Yeah, bro. And like, as much as people talk about Curry, hey, there is no Under Armour basketball without Brandon Jennings.
Facts.
And
bro.
That's why Curry a real nigga for collabing with him, yeah. man, bro. They're doing that shit together. That's hard, bro. Come back and grab your nigga like that, pause. But
yeah, and we all got drafted at the same time.
Nah,
bro. Yeah, same year.
Curry a real one for that. When BJ and said that on the arena show, I was like, oh, nah, that's hard, bro.
Yeah, that's love.
Nah, he real for that.
That bag like that, bro, that's different.
Real nigga shit, bro.
Because he definitely popped off that Under Armour shit.
Hell yeah, bro.
Nigga, I used to laugh when that nigga was wearing them shits. Like, them shits is weak as fuck. And I'll never forget that nigga said 500K. No bullshit. But, nigga, I know he was getting money, nigga. We was doing our workouts. Shout out to B. Jennings, nigga. And this is when he talked shit about Ricky Rubio. We in Minnesota, and he had a Louis Vuitton book bag. Nigga, we all looking at the book bag like that shit. Some shit we ain't never seen before. We like,
yeah.
We just looking at his book bag like, damn. Like, you got a Louis Vuitton book bag? I ain't know what the fuck it was. You know me from Nap, nigga. I ain't never seen that. Yeah. Nigga, I had Nike shit.
That was his overseas stint.
Yeah. So he coming in with the workout Louis Vuitton bag. Niggas just looking at the bag like, damn, this nigga got, money already. Like, damn. And that nigga was just cool as hell, man. Shout out to him, man. I can't wait to do a show with him.
Oh, yeah, man. Yep. Shout out to them boys. Hey, Brandon Jennings walks so LaMelo Ball could run, bro, because he was that first nigga went overseas and made that play like that.
He changed the whole, he changed every way draft process worked.
Facts.
Like, not going to college, taking your talents overseas, LaMelo, Emmanuel Moody, all them niggas. Stuck.
And B. Jennings, you a sniper, boy.
Oh, no.
The lineage.
The lineage is golden.
Respect.
Yeah.
A lot of you was Ray J in the NBA. Shout out to you, my nigga. We can discuss that on the show. But yeah,
we're going
to
say that for a conversation.
Nah, for sure.
My boy, legendary, man. Shout out to him, man.
Off the court.
The real buckets.
The baby Wilty. For sure.
You a fool. Hey, man, speaking of some hoop shit, damn, the Knicks and Raptors cracking off all the moves. It's about to fuck up the rest of the NBA this year. Everybody kept talking about the Knicks gave up too much, but I feel like they didn't give a fuck. They got the player they wanted. Like, OG Anunoby is way better than RJ Barrett.
I don't like that they gave up Emmanuel quickly. He was averaging 15, almost 16 points off the bench.
I hate that, but they weren't trying to resign him either.
They wasn't. I mean, Dante DiVincenzo, it gives him a chance to flourish a little more. Maybe he come off the bench, be a six-man role. Yeah. Josh Hart get the ball a little more, have a chance to.
I just hope Emmanuel get the same opportunity.
He will.
That's all.
He's gonna
he'll do the same thing.
In Toronto, he damn near gonna be like one of their go-to players.
Yeah, he's gonna cook.
You got Schroeder. They're gonna build around Scottie Barnes for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Then you still got Pascal. They probably won't re-sign. They probably gonna trade Pascal.
Come to the 317, bro.
And they're gonna rock out with Manuel quickly and Scottie Barnes. They're gonna start building that team around them.
Yeah.
They should. I like Manuel quickly. Nice.
I feel like, I don't think he's there, but I feel like him and Tyrese Maxey could have mirrored careers had he had got the same opportunities in a different situation. I don't think he's as good, but I feel like he could have had that type of an impact on the team. I mean, he does still, obviously, a nigga averaged like 14, 15, but I feel like if he had more touches and opportunity, he could have kind of did some of that shit. I know he's not as gifted offensively as Tyrese, but shit. I remember watching them together in Kentucky, and I'm like, yeah, they might could go in league and fuck some shit up.
I mean, he's still like that, man. Like, it ain't no slight to him. He like that, but Tyrese Maxey is just like...
different. Yeah.
He like, he a star. Like, almost damn near a superstar. What do you average, like 25, 26?
That's up there.
He like... great at the best time.
Yeah.
Max deal this summer.
For sure. But he been that. Like, high school, everything, he been that. So it's cold. Like... but he mean quickly been that too. But it's just like, it's just a little bit different. Yeah, a little different. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it. Because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts. Not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience.
That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pat brought this up, but do you feel like we don't give a fuck about Joel Embiid killing because we know they don't ever get rest in the second round? Because he killing this year again.
Yeah, I don't be caring about winning. Y'all know I'll be locked into the player of Joel, that dude, bro.
Nah, he did, bro. He liked it.
He the best big in the league?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no matter how old he really is, bro. Ooh,
he not better than Jokic.
I'm rolling with Jokic, too.
Nah, I'm Embiid.
Bro, Jokic like that, bro.
Jokic is special. Jokic averaged 9 assists in the NBA.
Jokic ain't even playing for real, bro.
Nah, he really.
He's not even playing for real.
He averaged 9 assists.
That nigga really don't be playing for real because he don't want to win MVP no more. That's crazy.
He don't want that attention no more.
Yeah, like, bro, I don't even want to play for real because I don't want to win an MVP. I don't want to do all that extra shit. I just want to go see my horses after the season. I want to win the championship and go be with my horses.
Niggas be talking about Kawhi anti. Nah, Jokic is anti.
That nigga real life don't like people.
But I think Jokic is anti to the public. He cuts a fool on the internet in them clubs.
Kawhi the same way though.
He be partying.
Everybody say Kawhi is the funniest, craziest, coolest dude.
I believe it.
Off them cameras.
Damn, the Kawhi podcast gonna slap.
Yeah, like when he done, they think I ain't talk. When he get on there and he start really talking, people find out who he truly is.
Yeah, y'all be on my laugh. That nigga laugh is retarded, bro.
Nah, for real.
Like, he got the da-dun-da-dun laugh, yeah. For sure.
He got that missing one laugh,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, like, I had one class all day.
Same hallway. 12. We ain't lunching here.
Man, don't talk about us, man. Don't talk about us that had one class all day.
Nigga, you wasn't in there.
What pike hallway is that? What hallway is that?
Nigga, I don't know. I was
D hallway?
H hallway.
Oh, I was talking shit.
H hallway, boy.
I just had my basketball coach 5 periods straight.
You went all day with Chewy.
Nah, I went with Chewy. That's Coach Wright. Chewy, you were Chewy.
You was H hallway?
Yeah, you was the dun da dun da dun.
Well, shout out to Choo Choo, boy.
My dog, Chewy.
I was with him. I was with Coach Wright. I would come to school anyway. To six.
Shout out to Coach Wright.
Period. Shout out to Coach Wright.
Nah, man. But shout out to OG for going to the Knicks. Man, I thought the Pacers was going to snag him, but
nah,
fuck it.
Pacers trying to get Pascal, bro. And they're going to get him for cheaper than what they was going to have to pay at the beginning of the season. I don't know if they're going to actually do it because I don't know if he'll actually want to resign here. But the way that Tyrese Halliburton is playing, I imagine a lot of people wouldn't mind playing with a point guard like that.
Man, what he had, 20-plus assists back-to-back games?
So,
that's ridiculous, bro.
And, hey, fuck the Milwaukee Bucks. They be talking crazy and playing crazy against my niggas, and we still beat them. I'm rolling.
Don't do that. Not too much on my Bucks, bro.
I know. Hey, respect to the Milwaukee Bucks right now. Fuck y'all. We ain't fucking with y'all right now.
Nah, you crazy as fuck. Not too much.
They the 317 right now. I hope they win, because we got their number right now.
Nah, not too much.
What y'all say? Fuck that game ball.
Fuck that game ball. Yeah.
Not too much.
Take this L, nigga.
Not too much, bro. Not too much.
What they need to do?
Oh, the Bucks?
Yeah. Because they look like, defensively, they're not the same team.
They not. Jay Crowder out.
Yeah.
That plays a role. He's a defensive player. That two-guard shot, that two-guard spot, they can't really sharpen it up. Now, they don't know who they want to go with. Sometimes Malik Beasley, blah, 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 whoever.
He be having games where he don't fucking miss.
Yeah.
And then he have games where he be like, all right, like, get your ass out the game. But he be having games where he don't fucking miss. I'm like, damn, if he can do this three times in the series, that's cool.
Yeah, but Dame not the same defender as Drew, so the defense laps a little, but Drew not the same offensive player as Dame. Facts. Drew's a great offensive player, but he's not the same as Dame. So it's going to be a little lapse in defenses because that's not what he do.
Yeah.
But it's also like, they still trying to figure it out. Shit, but they had 30-something games almost.
And they've had, what, a couple injuries of people that miss. Like, rotational players that actually mean shit.
Yeah, so like, give them some time to gel a little bit, but the defense is going to take a little hit because Drew was a defender. That's what he do. Dame can play defense, but that wasn't what he do. That ain't what he known for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
right now, basically, the road through the East go through Boston?
Nah, he go through Milwaukee.
Mm. Yeah. Because, I mean, Brooke Lopez is still, he hold the paint down, too. He's still top five in the league and shot
Brooke
blocking.
Brooke Lopez be holding shit down,
niggas,
bro.
Niggas kind of sleep on that, bro. We don't say his name enough, but he really is a defensive specimen, for sure.
Yeah. Bro, that nigga hits threes and shuts the paint down, bro.
Yeah. I really fuck with Brooke Lopez.
But you
bro.
Don't fuck with Miles Turner. He do the same thing.
Yeah.
Brooke getting more hoes.
I'm rolling.
Yeah. Speaking of hoes, well, nah, I don't want to call them hoes, but I just want y'all to categorize or put them in order. So this is TV women. So I got Hillary from Fresh Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Topanga from, what was it, Boys Meets World?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Laura from Family Matters. Shout out to Carl, no smart, bro. I was just playing with you. You know, I heard you.
Who did we want?
Yeah.
I want to.
Just rank them.
I want to Laura.
Laura was. What? Laura Winslow?
Ask him how old he was. I want to see.
Laura Winslow. I had to be like 13.
Okay. I was, you know.
RIP to the girl, the other girl that showed up passed away, but she was colder than Laura.
Shit, when Laura got that short hair, it was.
Are you talking about girl that, with the Yiddies that died of cancer?
Yeah. RP, but she was cold.
That was who.
She was always colder than me then.
Yeah, that's who Steve was smacking.
Yeah.
But when Laura started dating Stefan, she had the short hair. I was something. Like when she was little, she was a booger.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she had the little nappy head. Mm-hmm. But when she got older, she started getting her shit short. Yeah, she figured it out.
Topanga didn't like niggas. She don't fuck with black people. But
we knew that later. Yeah. I understand when we was younger.
Boy Meets World was a fire show. She was hard, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, my list is Hillary, Topanga, Laura.
Damn. Ooh, Laura last?
Laura is crazy last.
Yeah. I had a better run.
Hillary was fire, too.
And Hillary got bits off.
Man, Hillary was tough.
Hillary used to be bolder, for sure.
Yeah. Hillary, the original gold digger.
She was.
You gotta respect. Original.
She was the first city girl.
But can you be a gold digger if your family rich?
Yes. Yes.
Can you really be though? Well, that's just where you come from.
So I'm saying, how you looking at it though, bro? How you looking at it?
I don't think if you come from money, I don't think you can be a gold digger. That's just what you expect. Like, that's what I grew up with. My pops had money. Like, why would I date something less? Like, you better have some change. That's where I come from.
If we start making girls live by the way that they pops came up, then the dating dynamic will totally change.
Yeah, but that's why we don't respect it. Like, if you came up and your daddy was working at Marathon, which ain't nothing wrong with working at Marathon, but then you come and you like, I only date niggas with money. And it's like,
you it look different, like that. But it's still gold.
But it's like, you ain't grow up like that.
It's bad.
How could you fault a girl who grew up in a $10 million house, and then that's what she expect? I'm only dating a motherfucker that got $10 million.
I agree with Teague on this one. It's rare, but they I agree with him on that one.
She got high standards. They both got high standards, but one is expecting.
Yeah. I grew up like that, though. Like, if I grew up in a $10 million house, and you want me to leave.
G-Wagon to high school.
Yeah. And you want me to live in an apartment on 38th?
That's tough.
Yeah.
You gonna call me a gold digger? Because no, I'm about to go stay back with my parents because you got me fucked up.
That's optional. That's optional. It's like, she could always be the one with the money.
Yeah, true. But
she could be the one with
as
the money.
A provider. As a man, you're a provider.
So it's levels of gold digging. So what about the middle?
Sure. I like that.
What's the middle tier though? The girl that maybe she didn't grow up on WIC or on Laguna Beach, but she grew up in Pike Township when Pike Township
was
Pike
she better Township. Be used to baiting Pike Township type of niggas. Yeah. Like, or if your dad made $100,000 a year, you shouldn't be like, my standards is to make, I want a dude that make $1 million a year. It's like, you seen your pop grind and get $100,000 a year. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, this is what I
But if you got a certain look, you're going to get approached by a certain type of dude.
Yeah, outside of the look, this is what I would say on it. And you, I ain't saying you wrong, bro, but I think when girls grow up, they probably tend to be like, okay, I love what my parents did for me, but now I'm in a different position, and now I kind of want better for myself. I see there's more than what I grew up around.
I might
look at my daddy as a good man. I might want a man like my father, but so far as like the lifestyle, I probably want to upgrade a little bit.
That's cool, but you should upgrade yourself. So if you want a nigga that make $500,000, you better be bringing. You better not be a $50,000 girl unless he want to upgrade you.
I was gonna say it's all about that initiative. If somebody sees you grinding, you in school, you getting money, something like that. Then I understand.
Yeah.
But you at the call center telling me you need a nigga with six figures. All right, you going to have to up your ante too because it's a wild audition.
Yeah. You better be cold. You better be elite.
So that's where the looks come in at.
Yeah, that's people pay for looks.
So if you're medium tier, you got to kind of.
He's trying to get me. Hustle. He's trying to get me fucked up.
I'm not.
He's
doing
a live too.
That's fine because I tell the truth. You can make $40,000 a year, cold.
Let's leave the money alone.
No, I'm just saying, if a girl bring $40,000 a year.
That's some good money, y'all.
No, I'm not saying that's bad money.
We're not.
No shade.
We're not doing that.
But I'm saying they dating a dude that make $100 million, she probably is cold. Like you see an old white dude with all this money. Dating this young girl, she looks good, bro.
Not all of them.
Who?
Because, shit, man, I ain't trying to throw nobody under the bus. But
the bus has started.
Me and Shanice know a motherfucker, and she was in the D hallway, and she got her a doctor, and she looked like Rylan Black. God damn it.
She must got good neck dinners.
I'm saying that you providing a different service.
She did something that
locked it down.
Made him feel like, yeah, I need to lock that down.
Okay, cool. But let me talk about the medium tier women, bro. Like a medium tier.
This ain't even my type of topic. This is QKW, bro.
No, it's not, bro. It's for you because you always judge them.
Nah, I'm not.
A medium tier woman, bro.
Don't bring QKW to 520, man.
I'm just saying a medium tier woman, she deserves to be like, shit, I want to upgrade. Let me try my look.
It ain't a bad thing to try your look. Shoot, do your thing. If a motherfucker want to come down there and scoop you out the medium tier, bring you top tier, do your thing. It ain't like niggas don't like dating girls at whatever the medium tier is. I mean, if a dude like, they gonna like who they like.
And if a nigga got it, he don't care about your situation because he can make it whatever he wants.
Yeah, he can change your situation for you. That's cool. But I'm saying,
don't have expectations if you can't provide your expectations.
I'm saying a nigga shouldn't approach a girl who grew up with their daddy worth $500 million. I shouldn't approach Kim Kardashian and I grew up in Sean Teague household and I'm like, hey, what's up, baby? And she expect her to be like, yeah, that's what we doing. I better expect to move in with her and be doing whatever she say.
Well, if we base the shit off the daddies, y'all, I'm going to have to let y'all do that township shit because I'm from public school and then none of them hoes had their daddies. They just mean their daddies at our age now. But we can move on.
Where their daddy was at, man? Around the corner?
probably at Target. Hitting that gold dust. 80% of girls at my school didn't have a daddy.
I'm not even saying it like that. I'm just saying.
You think it's a gender reveal? Oh, it's my dad.
I'm just saying. If a person grew up with a lot of money, you can't expect her not to want to date somebody who got, who come from that too.
We can remove.
Hey, man, I'm sure you probably happy when you heard this. Wayne said that 56 Nights is the GOAT mixtape. He's lying, but
no,
I know
he's not.
It's not
56 Nights was a fire mix.
It is amazing. It's not.
Did
the
we
best
not
mixtape.
Used to spin that shit, Jeff?
Every single day.
It's amazing. Is that the best Future tape though?
Damn near, bro. Yeah,
56 nights, bro. That shit.
Man, my nigga Wayne was probably in on a couple of them sessions, bro.
Oh, he was in them sessions. He just went on the mic.
I think 56 nights crazy. I think 56 nights crazy.
We used to spin that, bro.
What? To have that in March Madness on the same tape is crazy.
Man, nuts.
Nah, bro. That's different. I didn't say nothing because when I saw it on Twitter, I'm like, niggas gonna be on my ass.
He's like, you couldn't bring it up.
Yeah,
I think it's a lot.
Nah, but shout out to Wayne. And that's Wayne saying that. We be putting his mixtapes in our top five.
Because albums. We put them in top five albums.
I was going to ask y'all, what's y'all favorite mixtapes? I know one probably too hard to pick.
I'm sleeping, but on mine. But really, I'm going to take Fab.
Soul Tape?
Just all his, y'all can get on me for saying package the list.
He's talking about his run of mixtapes. You like his? I like Fab mixtape run.
Soul Tape 1 and 2 for me are very, very elite mixtapes.
His mixtape run is hard. You know who got a nice mixtape run? He turned them to albums, though. K Camp. I used to like it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to like it.
Elite.
This is the first day I've ever agreed to.
Top tier. We don't care, Mike.
It ain't my favorite, but they.
It's what you fuck with.
But Don Trip.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, bro. Trip mixtapes.
Mike Seaway.
Him and Lito.
I'm a real pull up, man.
Don Tripp and Lito, bro. Them is like,
we gotta have him on the show.
Step they like my they... favorite rappers, bro.
Damn.
One of my like some of my favorite rappers, bro.
Great music takes, yo.
Yeah.
I don't.
Great music takes.
You don't like Lito?
Shout out to my nigga Jabbar. Tripp. Shout out to goddamn it Ween. Shout out to goddamn it Keenan. Shout out to my nigga Diamond, y'all.
Bees, he definitely fuck with Lito and Trip. But
yeah, when Rambo first got out of jail, that's when niggas was playing.
Man, Step Brothers, that first around. Step Brothers, Elite. Man, what? That's one of the hardest mixtapes ever.
Shout out to Bruce and Brandon, y'all. Yeah, y'all, they big fans.
Me too. They already know. I remember when Don Tripp retweeted me, I was geek. I ain't never got hype for somebody besides Allen Iverson and Don Tripp. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And Memphis Bleek. Y'all know how I feel about Bleek.
Bleek,
one of my favorite rappers too.
They performed in your jersey. That was fire.
When Lito did, nigga, I was.
That's fire.
Bro, I said, boy,
nah,
I done
that's
made
hard,
it.
Bro.
I done made it. My nigga Lito done got the jersey on.
You got hella rap love though.
Yeah.
Because Bankroll Fresh fucked with you tough.
Ah, man, I fuck with Bankroll Fresh. RIP, man. Damn, I wish I could have kicked it with him. No, I fucked with him too.
We heard niggas before niggas heard Bankroll too.
Facts.
That's a fact.
DOA, nigga.
Nah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna use Wayne because that's cheating, but I remember say mixtapes, two niggas who probably don't get that Just Dude that got crazy tapes, Wiz and Currency. Wiz mixtape.
You and this Currency, man. Boy. You hey Currency.
My dog.
Y'all need to do a fucking reel or something together because this nigga hey, fucked with you.
That nigga come sit in the Cadillac or man. Something.
Jesus. Hey, that's crazy.
Currency's
crazy.
You was at the backseat.
And what's the other nigga? Dom Kennedy. Y'all two niggas get mentioned more by DJ than any rappers I know.
My nigga Spitter got the classic types. Real niggas.
The only Kennedys we respect is my nigga that got shot in the back of the head in the car, man. That was crazy.
Which one?
the
whole lineage caught the fade.
I'm out, man. Look, I'm about to get up. I'm about to leave. Man.
Niggas ain't been to the drop top since. I knew there was gonna be some bullshit. They put Obama in the drop top after they seen what happened to my dog, man. I was gonna say they set the play on my nigga BZ like that.
Why
bro?
They have Obama in a Corvette though? he pulled the top up. He put my nigga in a vet. Nah, let me stop.
They try to scope my nigga. I ain't like that.
Let's go ahead and nigga in a bit. That's crazy. All right, let me quit.
It should have been a Hellcat. That'd be fire.
Drop top Hellcat is nuts.
Shout out to Obama them. Nah, man, I ain't respecting them. But Wiz run, of course.
Wiz got classic tapes. Cushion Orange Juice is damn near a top five mixtape. Yeah, top 10, I'll say be safe.
Rich Forever by Rick Ross is hard too.
For sure.
That's probably one in my top fives.
Yeah, it's a hard mix.
And I remember the anniversary of that shit was like a couple weeks ago. It came out right before Christmas.
Why we ain't celebrate? Shit.
In my top five mixtapes though, and I'm out of pocket for not remembering the name, but Rich Homie's first mixtape was fire.
Damn.
The type of way, what type of way on it?
No.
What are you talking about when they got They Don't Know?
Yeah, They Don't Know.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, help me out, y'all. Y'all know I'll be fucking up the names of tapes, so that's an underrated. That's my not I top like, tier. Rick Ross and them was top tier, but I'm Rich Homie now. That was one of my favorite.
I
tapes.
Fucked with They Don't Know.
Damn, I feel bad. I ain't even mentioned the T.I. Gangsta Grills.
Paper.
Yeah, the T.I. Gangsta Grills is crazy.
I fuck with Tip, but I ain't never really been a mixtape Tip fan. I like his albums.
They definitely better.
Yeah, I ain't
they
really.
Definitely better.
I like Jeezy mixtapes. All of them.
Trap or Die might be the best mixtape.
What's the Last Laugh? That was my shit. They banned that though. You can't even find them. All you gotta do on YouTube.
Big Sean too.
You already.
Big Sean. Shout out to my nigga.
What, Detroit? Hard.
Yeah. Ooh, I got a question. What's better? Big Sean Detroit or More About Nothing Wale?
Detroit.
That easy?
Yeah, that Detroit mixtape was crazy.
Shout out to
where the my fuck nigga is Big Sean at?
Shout he out is to a WAG.
Dad. He's a dad, nigga. He's a stay at home dad. He won.
More About Nothing though is with the Seinfeld clips. Bro, fire. It's fire. But Detroit just, it came out the gate, bro.
And he needed that tape too.
Yeah. And he really rapping on that motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
Nah, Detroit's fire.
I fuck with Wale, but I don't really, like, I can't listen to him that long. Like, I got, like, 3 or 4 songs, and then I'm like, all right, I'm off Wale. Like, I can't. Big Sean, I can listen to his whole album. His first album, I used to play that shit all the
Finally
time.
Finally Famous?
Yeah, I used to play that shit all the time.
But that whole mixtape,
we had a classic run to,
Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to Campus Corner.
Shout out to Bloomington. Legendary night.
Open runs.
Nah, Big Sean had some shit. Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, you look at that time period, everybody dropped classics. Like Drake mm-hmm. had So Far Gone. Cole had fucking Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights, my fault. No disrespect to Cole. That's my favorite mixtape. You right. That motherfucker had me.
It still slaps to this
man.
Day.
What I play that motherfucker too. They put down Spinrilla, so I ain't got it no more. But
shout out to Reese, my nigga Reese Cheatham put me on. But I ain't never
Friday Night Lights was fire.
I had to go to fucking Live Mixtapes app because that Piff died. But that Piff got the archive.org where they put all the Dat Piff mixtapes online.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, I needed that shit because you can't find that shit nowhere else.
Another sleeper, Luca Brasi.
That's your man.
Yeah.
Hey, why is he on the internet asking Finesse?
And that's a crazy segue.
Yeah, what's up with your man?
That was a great live.
Like, that was crazy.
That's your man. He always justifying his bullshit. Justify this one.
What did he ask him, though?
I'll take it back.
What did he ask him?
He was doing too much, bro.
Asking about his ankles. Would his ankles be vertical?
He asked Finesse to lift his legs up.
Yeah, this nigga's good.
And I don't even know how he could correlate in that to being something regular.
Why he asked him to lift his leg?
I don't know, bro. He was on a different type of time, bro.
That's a Diddy question.
But anyway.
Shout out to Luca Brasi, though.
Did y'all watch the game, Michigan, Alabama?
Yeah.
How y'all feel? I fuck with Michigan. I'm so glad they finally got a win.
For once, they actually got a fucking win. I don't want Jim Harbaugh to win national championship. Shout out to my nigga. Washington Huskies, my dog, did all that shit at IU for no fucking reason. Went through all them ACLs. Hey, I want Washington to win, man.
They about to get...
I agree.
Phoenix is my dog. you taking that?
I'm taking it. Yeah, I got fucking Michigan. Michigan about to dog walk these boys.
I don't know, bro.
We're gonna have to do a little bet off camera.
Come on, man.
I'm rolling Washington, bro. They scored too much. Yeah, they scored too much.
They ain't play no real people. They ain't play no Big Ten powerhouse. Nigga, it's on.
Man. I ain't gonna stunt. Michigan run the ball way too fucking good.
Nigga, we running that bitch. We smash mouth good, football. We moving that motherfucker. Right, even though I'm Ohio State fan. Sound crazy. We.
Oh, you Ohio State fan?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. But I'm going to do like a motherfucker on this podcast.
I am.
Maurice Claret. Hey, get your mask.
Maurice, AJ Hawk. DeJuan, my bad. But I'm just being real.
That nigga definitely wallow.
Oh, man.
I'm always switching teams, bro.
In fact, I'll go with winners. I'm a winner. Verse. That's why I'm about to start rooting for Noblesville.
And on that note,
nah, man. I'm over here in a funk, man. Can't buy a fucking win. How much a win costs around this motherfucker?
Free the guys.
Free them, man.
Oh, they free. It's backwards.
Yeah. They BG.
You John Calipari on the Nets.
Oh, they BG. Throw them back in. Fuck.
Send them back is crazy. Hey, man.
I had to figure out which one y'all was talking about.
What BG wants to send back in, bro?
Yeah, I know. I want to send a power forward back in.
Hold on. Not the power bottom.
Oh, wow. Her going topless at that pool party still pisses me off. That was supposed to get flagged.
She ain't got no titties, man.
How do you get them motherfucking sucked out like that?
Shout out to the child support.
Yeah, that bitch just tatted.
She is tatted. I don't care. They're about,
okay. And on that note, we about to get the fuck up out of here. Hopefully back next week.
Oh, man, we ain't done, man.
Oh, you got some more to say?
What else we want to talk about?
Anything. I'm just trying to get away from that shit. Please.
I'm just talking shit. I love when B here gets on this little roll. I'll be like, nah. Because he always trying to get me fucked over. Pause. He always trying to do something to fuck up my lineage. So I'm like, keep going. But let the fans hate
him.
I'm
just saying, bro.
All the 100K subscribers get on his ass.
Yeah. I can't wait to the QKW episode when that comes up.
Me too. I can't wait.
We're going to have fun on that motherfucker though, man.
Women on child support.
Send her back for sure.
Getting repoed is crazy.
Nah, for real.
Nah, we don't want nobody to go to jail. I'm bullshitting, but you out of pocket for that. And the girls that was there.
Nah, look, I wanted to ask y'all one last thing. Y'all hear when WAC 100 talked about 42. Did y'all ever hear that?
Nah.
They said that 42 Doug and Offset was shooting dice. And Offset was busting his ass on the dice. And 42 Doug, while Offset was shooting, just picked up his money and was like, nah, I'm done. Like, you know, dice rules, nigga. Like, you know how it goes.
Yeah, that's burning dice.
Your fucking money,
burn,
bro.
That's burning dice.
It's time. So they said that, allegedly, Offset stole him, went in his pockets, took his money out. Damn. And then everybody pulled out the burners, 42 Doug and them. According to WAC, allegedly, WAC broke it up. And I was like, they said that's what started the... Because in Atlanta, I seen the tape. Now. I seen the tape. No bullshit, I seen the tape where they beat Offset down to his draws, nigga. No bullshit, I seen the tape. I was like, damn, this nigga was hopping in a black truck, nigga. Pants down, everything. They didn't beat his ass. Baby, and I ain't gonna say it, allegedly.
Yeah.
A group of niggas had beat his ass. So I never knew where that stemmed from, but listening to that, they said that's what happened.
Yeah, it's real beef with Baby now.
Yeah, they don't...
That's why my fucking son, DJ Academics, bro. You better relax, bro. Yachty done told him, like, hey, my nigga, I wouldn't be within, nigga, 5 feet of them niggas. They really on that with you.
And for real, what dice game has ever ended well? I've never seen a successful end to a dice game.
Nah, it ain't.
If you win the money, you lose. Because somebody's going to try you for
to rob
money.
You. Like, yeah. Even in a city, if you shoot dice in the city, bro, you better already know. But I seen some niggas try to shoot dice with some fake hitters in.
Ooh.
It's,
yeah. You better go spend that money immediately because you will not have it tomorrow.
That started a rap beef in the city, too.
Facts.
But some dice games do end well, man. Shoot dice with your guys.
Shoot dice at the casino.
Yeah.
Or with your guys right now.
Nah, I'm not shooting.
Nah,
nigga,
don't do it with your friends,
I'm shooting 42 Doug. Offset was probably cool. That nigga probably like, man, I ain't paying you that shit, nigga.
They both rich, too.
Yeah.
But they probably try shooting a high dollar amount, too,
five
bro.
Bands, they said.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for me to fill away.
Nigga, you gambling, though.
I'm saying, though, I get it.
Yeah, why you tight? You lost your bread.
Yeah, but I'm saying gamble with your friends, y'all. Don't put yourself in that type of situation.
You saying gamble with your friends, but how many families got fucked up this last holiday because they played Monopoly or Uno?
Nah, my family, like, left, right, center, shit like that, bro. That shit really don't be that deep, bro. It's legendary dice games, nigga, that went down without no smoke behind
for sure.
It, bro.
But the percentage is crazy.
But on God, if you hit me with a draw four, it's damn near up. Not when I got Uno. I'm damn near don't fuck with you. And you know how we play Ultimate Uno. Yeah. That wild shit.
Yeah, that wild. That shit is wild.
Yeah, passing me off a draw four,
I damn near don't fuck with you. And you probably shouldn't talk to me for the rest of the night, especially if we playing the five wins and I got four.
I'm only competitive in like spades and Monopoly.
You two niggas in Monopoly are ridiculous.
Nah,
like,
I'm the GOAT.
I don't really like...
I'm the GOAT of Monopoly.
Slumlord.
We ain't really sat down to play yet before.
We played at your house. I got a picture of us.
I beat your ass.
No, you kind of quit. I ain't gonna
get
say
the
who,
fuck out of
I
here.
I ain't gonna say who was
one
there.
One thing I do, I don't quit Monopoly. I will fucking play until I ain't got a dollar.
No, you was asleep.
I was that tired. Shit.
Yeah, you was asleep. The game just kept going for real. Like you quit. I ain't saying it on no Pat Bev. Like,
nah, he's trying to say like he trying to do me like that.
You know,
he trying to Pat Bev.
That's crazy.
Get the Monopoly board in the studio,
my
bro.
My nigga quit. We had some young ladies there. It was a little.
Oh, I remember.
Fun. Yeah, like
oh, this was
a long time ago.
We was young as fuck.
This is like 2012. No cap.
Long time ago.
I remember that.
This is the crib with the elevator, and I remember the night, bro.
Damn.
I'm not shouting out the girls. They, you feel me? Love y'all, but yeah.
I do remember that night.
Yeah. We need a 520 Monopoly game.
That'd be fire.
I wanna play.
You said what?
I want to play.
We already know. You're a slumlord in real life. So y'all two niggas. We got to have rules, though. Like, before we start, none of that side deal immunity shit. We got to have clear rules of how niggas play.
I mean, we play straight up.
Yeah.
However
y'all want to play.
Yeah. Okay. We play straight up.
We can stream it.
Nah, we got to stream that. Yeah, for sure.
I can't wait till we start that.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't really like that on Monopoly.
I can't wait till my socials get up. The stream shit gonna be crazy. I'm gonna be planning in this motherfucker.
So 5/20 Monopoly Day. That's what's next on our list.
It's on there
for sure.
Coming soon.
Facts.
Like that, we're gonna get the fuck up out of here. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. Like, share, subscribe, all of that good stuff. For extra scenes, extra episodes, early access, tap into the Patreon Club 5/20. We'll be back next week.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.